History Check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. Town of Salisbury Pope Committee has a meeting at 6:30. Region 1 ABC meeting at 7 p.m. at the central office at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. In Sheffield, Planning Board meets. That is set for 7 p.m. at Town Hall. On Thursday, the film screening of The Mask You Live In is being held at Housatonic Valley Regional High School from 6 to 8 p.m. It follows boys and young men as they negotiate America's narrow definition of masculinity. The Mask You Live In is ultimately illustrating how, as a society, we can raise healthier generation of boys and young men. It runs from 6 to 8 p.m. It's most suitable for 12 and up. Public is invited to a candidates' forum in the town of Northeast for the upcoming elections. That'll happen on Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Northeast Millerton Library Annex on Century Boulevard. Also coming up on Thursday, Planning and Zoning Commission in Falls Village meets at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. On Friday in Cornwall at 8:30, the Park and Rec Senior Outing. You'll leave from the United Church of Christ. 9 till 5, the National Iron Bank has their grand reopening. And at 7 p.m. in Cornwall, town meeting, five-year capital plan at the Town Hall. Makers and Bakers in Kent. Kent Affordable Housing's 14th annual benefit and third Makers and Bakers Market will be held October 25th and 26th from 10 till 3 at St. Andrew's Parish House. You can get whole pies. You can sell out quickly, so plan to come early. There'll also be products by craftsmen and artisans. Preview party will be on the 25th from 6 till 7:30 at the Parish House. Admission there, $30 per person in advance. For more information, kentaffordablehousing.org. The Housatonic Camera Club has their Fall 2019 Members Photo Exhibition, Housatonic Art and Frame on Route 7 in Cornwall Bridge. The show will remain up through Saturday, October 26. Medication Take Back Day is on Saturday, the 26th, from 10 till 2, Connecticut's Police Headquarters, Troop B in Canaan, Connecticut. Unused or expired prescription medications can be a public safety issue and lead to accidental poisoning, misuse, and overdose. To address this public safety concern, local law enforcement and Sharon Hospital teaming up to help community members dispose of unwanted prescriptions, over-the-counter, and PET medications. It's free and anonymous. Medications should be kept in original packaging with the patient information removed. Participants will receive a tote bag for participating while supplies last. The first annual North Canaan Autumn Jubilee Chili Contest being held Saturday from 11 till 2, judged by the public. A stop-in purchase of $5 tasting ticket sponsored by Berkshire Hills Design. The Autumn Jubilee on Saturday, free family fun from 1 till 4 o'clock. In Canaan, across from the Douglas Library, games, wagon rides, face painting, pumpkin decorating, and more. Costumes are welcome. The chili contest from 11 till 2, cider and cookies from 3 till 5, and a magic show from 4:30 until 5:30. DM Hunt Library presenting group exhibition Spirit Animals featuring 45 artists from the tri-state area, curated by Lily Woodworth and Garth Coble. The opening reception will be on Saturday from 4 until 6 p.m. and the items will remain on display through Saturday, November the 30th. There'll be a family-friendly Halloween event with a costume parade, pizza dinner, haunted walkway, and more on Saturday, October 26th from 5 till 8 p.m. at the Kent Community House. Admission $5 per person or $20 for a family of five or more. More information at 860-927-1003. Learn about sustainable farming with a wagon ride and tour by farmer Tom Brazy. Takeout farm dinners will also be available. This is happening every Friday from 5 till 7 with free music and an invitation to sit around the fire pit. Their farm is located at 343 New Marlborough Southfield Road in the town of New Marlborough. The Housatonic Valley Regional High School Haunted House is Saturday, starting at 7 to 9:30. Entrance tickets can be purchased at the door, $7 for the first time around, $5 for any additional time. Concessions will be sold by the senior class. It's hosted by the senior and junior class councils. Sharon Audubon will host its annual Kids Day on Sunday from 12 to 3 at the Sharon Audubon Center on Route 4 in Sharon. It's geared towards children and their families, carnival-type games, kids' crafts, live animals, hay bale maze, hay wagon shuttles, professional face painting, a large leaf pit for jumping, balloon twisting, and snacks, including fresh, delicious apple cider, donuts from Great Cape Baking Company. Children encouraged to come in costume and join in the costume parade around the center grounds at 2:30, sponsored in part by the Armand Oppenheimer Environmental Fund, Northwest Realty, Sharon Dental Associates, Sharon Hospital. Ideal for children pre-K through third grade. Admission only $20 per carload at the gate. More information at 860-364-0520 or sharon.audubon.org/audubonskids-day. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 39.54 to 26,788.10 yesterday. NASDAQ starts off today at 8104.29 and the S&P 500, 2995.99. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.